Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the duck?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like to put my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Right on, it's like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, if you poop your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Well, in the scope of the universe, how is that? What? How does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
To the 2G Show, October the 1st, 2016. We're glad you joined us here on the Block Talk Radio Station. This is MG. I'm joined each and every week. He's capable. He's funny. It's Gigi. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right. Let's get some business out of the way before we get this show going. You can listen on your phone. Dial 619-393-6728. You can also hit the one button that can get you on the show. We're also in the chat room. I see a guest is in there already, but that's blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs. I see guest 398 is in there. We also have a 301 area code listening to the show. That's Maryland, brother, just in case you didn't know that. Maryland. Well, we're glad you joined us here. We were off last week. I got to say a quick note before I turn it over to you, brother. My Facebook always has memories on there. And it says 6 years ago today, I think it was the first 2G show, October the 1st, 2010. I think that was the first 2G show. If you don't want to listen to it, it's archived. It's a joke. We couldn't get on the air. We didn't know what the hell we were doing. We still don't. But I think that was 6 years ago today. All right, brother, what do you got?
Yeah, that's right. It was 6 years ago today, that we got on Block Talk Radio. That was a total disaster, you know. Not that we're any better now, but back then it was really a disaster. Well, before we get going, of course, we lost a few people this week, you know. I'll get started first with a couple of people from shows that you might know because you watch this crap and you... These soap operas that are on in the afternoon. One soap opera was All My Children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you watched that one, but All My Children lost, of course, the creator of All My Children, Agnes Nixon, just passed away. I think it was late September. And since we were off, we get to her. And also, Larkin Malloy, who played the famous Travis on All My Children. He also passed away. We also lost some.
Real quick, brother. I remember that guy from Edge of Night. Even before Edge of Night was on, I remember that guy. Whoever played Travis, I do remember him on that show, Edge of Night. Okay.
Yeah, he was on a few of the soap operas.
Yeah.
Most known as Travis Dan and All My Children. We lost a few people in the sports world. One was probably a gentleman that most people won't know about. His name was John J. Jack Curran, Jr. He was part of the 1960 gold medal U.S. team in hockey. Brought home against the Czechs. He brought home the gold medal there. Also, now, of course, the great Arnold Palmer. I mean, what can you say about Arnold Palmer? I mean, he was still one of the highest grossing golfers money-wise to this day. The great Arnold Palmer. And then we lost this is a tragic, Jose Fernandez, only 24 years old, lost his life in a boating accident in Miami. One of the really, really up-and-coming pitchers in baseball. I wanted the Yankees to get this kid. Risked his life about four times to get here from Cuba. Saved his mother from drowning the last time they were coming over here from the boat. His mother fell in the water. He had no idea. His job was to make sure anybody fell in the water. His job was to make sure that he told somebody or rescued him. Had no idea that it was his mother. He just dove in the water, and when he got close, he found it was his mother and saved her. And came to this country, 15 years old, became a pitcher of the Marlins, one of the great pitchers in baseball, even at the age of 24. But once again, I don't understand why you go out on a boat at night. The boat should be parked at night at the pier. You know, you want to do your drinking, whatever, on the boat. You can do it without it going during the day, because in Miami they have a jetty. There's rocks that go out, and obviously he didn't see it and crashed the boat, and unfortunately he lost his life with the two other. So our condolences go out to everyone who we lost this last month.
I guess people like condolences and stuff because we lost our 301 listener in Maryland, and we lost our guest, 398. Huh. How can they start the show and then get off the show? All right.
Obviously,
well,
301 was the same person in the chat room, probably.
Probably, yeah, it could be. They said, yeah, they had enough, but, we'll see. All right there, buddy. That was, I said the same thing. I mean, I don't want to, you know, it's a tragedy like that, especially with Jose Fernandez, who, you know, he's in the Mets division there. And, you lose a guy like that. It's just, I mean, forget about baseball. Just a young guy like that. But I say the same thing. You know, boating accident, anything can happen at any time of the day. But, you know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, it's dark, your chances go up. You know, I don't know, the toxicology report hasn't come out, whether it's drinking or anything, but still, I don't understand it. Maybe if I had all that money, maybe I would change. I don't know. No, you wouldn't. But you go light at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's a shame. And his girlfriend just got pregnant, and she's pregnant, so.
I think with all that money, I would be the opposite, man. You know, I would not do anything silly. Just me personally, you know, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I agree. I think you would. I don't know. I'm telling myself I don't know how it would be. I think I would like to think that I would, but I know you. That won't change. I 100%. That would not change. You know, I think you, again, you'd be the opposite. So, okay. Well, all right, brother. Last week, I know you and I talked about this, and I said it, and I know you said it. And this is the type of game with the Giants. You know, they're 2-0. They're playing a team that's 0-2. Not only are they 0-2, you're playing a divisional opponent. Not only are you playing a divisional opponent, you're playing them at home. Okay, so 0-2, divisional opponent, and you're home. Three big things. And I said it, and I know you agree with it. This is the type of game that the Giants would lose. Except that one year after the Super Bowl where they were really dominating, and then Plexico Burris shot himself. This is a Giant game that they would lose. I don't understand it. You had all these guys, you had receivers, and throwing to people. I have no idea. Eli Manning, I mean, you're supposed to be the elite quarterback. This is a game you got to win, brother. I know you're not going to win every game, but you got to win your home games against divisional opponents. You got to win those games, okay? And that's a typical Giant game. I know you and I were on the phone about it. And Beckham is starting to become T.O. I mean, I'm getting tired of him, too. But what a disaster, brother. But we talked about it. We knew it.
I mean, you get sick and tired of the same. How many examples do you need with this team? How sloppy, undisciplined they are. I mean, it's a joke, and the play caller sometimes is ridiculous. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You can't make up you get a block punt. A block punt, you have the ball down at the 10. And wait a minute, you got some asshole who's hitting a Washington Redskins. And he just came off the fucking practice squad to get on the team. And instead of getting the ball on like a 15 or whatever it is of Washington, you have to make a re-kick and you're down on the 30. You got a freaking, you get the ball down at the 5 on Washington. Wait a minute, penalty. Unsportsmanlike conduct, you're pushing the ball back. And then what the hell is Eli doing throwing the ball to your fifth receiver over, trying to get it over the shoulder in the end zone? Interception. You got three guys, Beckham, Cruz, and Shepard. One of them got to be open, Eli. Well, what are you trying to do with William Tye? I mean, it's ridiculous. You got Shane Marine, who now he's hurt. He's out for the rest of the year. But Shane Marine fumbling the ball twice. You got roughing the passer. I mean, over and over and over. I mean, how many examples? You got games, for example. Then you go do this. You got examples in the game. Stop the nonsense. Eli, you're not a freaking rookie. He's throwing to Shane Marine at the 40 at the game event, at the end of the game. He's the fourth receiver. You got to get the ball to your best receivers. You get tired of game after game after game with this bullshit. All right? You got Odell Beckham Jr., the lunatic, on the sideline throwing shit. And Eli, who doesn't do this, goes over there to talk to him. Okay? Where's the coaching? Send him home then. Or act like an idiot. I don't care how good you are. You got to be with, you got to show a little restraint. Enough. Okay? I know you want to win. But you can't be, you know, he hits the net. The net hits him in the head. I mean, you know, I got to be, you know, consistent here when I see other players doing this on other teams. Well, my team, when that guy does it, it's the same thing. I get aggravated. And he says he's going to keep doing it. I mean, brother, you just get disgusted. You get too weak.
Well, bro, I 100% with you. I mean, we get on these other players. I like Beckham. I know you want, like you just said, a desire to win. But he's slowly going into that T.O., area there where he complains, he'll get the ball, you know, and all this crap. And it's all undisciplined. It just drives you crazy. You can't win every game. I know it. But this is a game you had to win. They get too cute. They can't guard everybody. They can't guard Shepard, Cruz, and Beckham. You can't guard everybody. You got three options, not one. I don't understand it. It just drives me crazy.
But you that other one to Rainey in the end zone in the corner. I mean, these guys are a third string, fourth string for a reason. Not coming up with big plays like that. They're not big time plays for you. And they should have been an interception, but they didn't call it. So we got lucky there. We got 3 points.
That's right.
But I mean, you got to be kidding me. You got a tight end, Donald there, who can catch. You got four options before you go to these guys. I don't get it.
You get too cute. They try to say, you know, they get too cute, these guys. It's just aggravating. Of course, you know, everybody's on this big Carlson. I get a kick out of it, the Philadelphia fans. I mean, three games, yeah, that was a great game against Pittsburgh. I would say that. But he's the best quarterback in the division. But I can see why they say it, the way Eli plays sometimes. But it's only three games. But we should have wiped them out. We should be 3-0. We have a little tough schedule coming up now, you know, at Minnesota, at Green Bay. It'd be nice to have that 3-0. But this is the Giants, and this is what we get. So,
You pretty much could have ended the Washington's division hopes because you would have been up three games on them. Plus the win, that makes it like a four-game lead on them.
Yes. I knew this was the kind of game the Giants do not, you know, step on someone's throat and end the game. I mean, you can't win every game. I'm going to keep saying this. But that's a game you got to win. A home divisional game, and you can bury an opponent. You bury them, and that's it. Done.
I know you probably did, but I didn't listen to none of the pre-game, the after-game things with them. Because they probably said the same thing. Got to cut out of mistakes. We got to beat me like this, you know? It's the same thing.
Yeah, they do.
Get the week.
Yeah, it's just very, very, very frustrating here. And so we'll have to see what goes on now. Maybe they'll win a game. You know, expecting to win over here. Who knows? All right. Baseball coming down to the end here, brother. I think the Mets clinched today. You know, I have to say, you know, it's an accomplishment for them. But I will say this. The last month and a half, besides the Nationals six games, they've got Atlanta twice, who they can't beat. They had the Phillies twice, the Marlins twice, and Cincinnati. Yeah, you got to win those games and give them credit. They won those games. But this team's not going anywhere. Believe me, it's done. They might lose a wild card or they get beat by the Cubs. But it is an accomplishment, I have to say. So any thoughts about baseball as we go forward, the Yankees, the playoffs? I'm sure we'll talk more about that as we go along.
Well, first I got to congratulate to the Mets for getting through, because I can't tell you, besides Cologne, I don't even know who pitches. Well, you got Syndergaard, but I don't even know who these guys were pitching for the Mets. And, of course, the schedule helped them out down the end. But you play the game. They did the job, you know, they get into the wild card, and they'll have the game at Citi Field. So, and it's set up nice because the only pitcher that you got, Syndergaard, will be pitching the game.
Yep.
My team, overall, we really did them in. Of course, they lost those four games to Boston after having a lead on three of them, which, that was, I got to lose to that team, you know what I mean? And then losing a couple of Toronto. But really, overall, the season, the games that there were, it was the three games against Tampa towards the end of July, it was. They lost three games to Tampa. Tampa sweeps them. And then they lost three games to San Diego. So five games right there cost the Yankees the season, because that's when they got rid of everybody. I'm very critical of Joe. I've been very critical of Joe Girardi through the years. I have to say he did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
But when it came down to it, he did that one game against Boston when they were down by they were out by four games. The first game, it was a Thursday night. The Yankees were up 5-2 going into the last inning. And they bring in Tommy Lane, the left-hander. He pitches, gets the first guy out. There's nobody on. And here comes Joe out of the bullpen bringing this rookie in. I don't know why he didn't leave this other guy in until trouble started. But then he said, overmanaged that inning.
He does that sometimes.
7-5, and that was the season. So, but overall,
he does that sometimes. That's a criticism of him. Sometimes he goes by the books there and everything. But, you can hope. I mean, you do have a young core. You got rid of a lot of these old players, you know. You definitely got some hope. We'll have to see. I still think it's going to be the Cubs winning this thing. And who do you think now, bro, before the playoffs start? I know you had the Yankees and I think the Giants. I had the Cubs and the Red Sox. But now, real quick, who do you see as the two finalists here in the World Series this year?
Well, I know if I'm Fox, you know, if I'm promoting it, of course you want the Cubs and Red Sox. They'd be huge.
Oh, yeah.
The ratings would be out of the world. The Cubs are going to have great ratings anyway, because it's the Cubs. They haven't won in over 100 years.
Right.
I think it's going to be Texas.
So Texas,
I think
it's
the team that nobody's talking about over there. I think the Texas Rangers. But everything is key on Hamels, and Darvish is back from all his injuries, because you got the top two pitchers right there. Cleveland, unfortunately, lost their two starting pitching, plus their best pitcher, Kluber, there. He's hurting a quad or something, and they're going to go up against Boston the first series. So I don't think they have enough pitching to stop their Boston hitting. But I think Texas matches up very well with Boston's hitting. And I think their pitching is a little better. The only thing I got going for me with Boston is they got Price, and he stinks in the playoffs. So hopefully he shows up again. But overall,
so you have the Texas and Texas was who nationally, the Cubs or?
I think the Cubs are going to make it. I don't see even though I said that the Cubs are finally going to show up, but I can't see the Giants, Cardinals, or the Mets beating them in the first round. And I don't know if Washington or the Dodgers can beat them. I mean, the Dodgers, with Kurt Schwarber, but every time he's another one that can't win in the playoffs. Great, regular season, but come playoff for some reason, he just doesn't get the job done. So I think it's going to be the Cubs and the Rangers, and we'll go from there and see what happens.
Okay. Well, see what happens there. Like I think the Cubs and the Red Sox from the beginning, and we'll see what happens there. All right, brother, let's move on here real quick. I told you my Comcast story off the air, but real quick, last week, Saturday, my power goes out at 6 o'clock, and behind me, they have lights in that block. This block is off. You know, I check online, I make a report. It says, 5,000 people have been affected. 7:45, your lights should be back on. Then it goes to 8:45. Then it's 9:45, and at 9:45, I get a phone call, automated. This is SPL. We are glad to say that the power has been restored to 1014, my street. I got no power. Everyone has power. I call up, and the first thing the guy says, an Indian voice, "We apologize. I'm sorry." You're not sorry. You're not sorry. You have to say you're sorry. I hate that sorry. It makes me more mad. Anyway, he has me trying all these circuit breakers. Nothing works. So now I have to send somebody out. I look online. 5 people have been affected now. I'm one of the 5 people. 10:45, they say 11:45. Really come on to about 12:30 in the morning. Yeah, you can't make this up with these companies. I mean, Comcast is the worst. But FPL, oh, my God, I was so aggravated with them last week, brother.
Five people, out of a billion people, you're 5.
Yeah.
You won the lottery there. The wrong lottery.
Unbelievable, brother. Unbelievable. Anyway, we're getting down. A few minutes left here. I don't know. We were going to talk about the debate. I really don't want to talk about that. Let's go to some of those shows. Any shows on there? Movies? Anything out there you want to recommend to the peeps?
Well, what I did, first of all, is I did go see Deepwater Horizon, the Mark Wahlberg, Kate Hudson, Kurt Russell there movie that just came out this weekend. And what those people went through, I mean, I it's unbelievable. I mean, what happened on that rig, and it wasn't political or anything. It doesn't go into the environmental, just strictly of what happened on that rig and why it happened. Of course, stupidity caused the whole thing to go. Naturally, that's what always happens. But I recommend the movie. I mean, I was Mark Wahlberg, he's his typical acting, and tough, nice guy, it's kind of the same old spiel, when he acts. But overall, I recommend the movie to the people. Go see Deepwater Horizon.
All right, and you also saw the movie, I didn't get to see, was the Don't Breathe. And what was your take on that horror movie, Don't Breathe?
Okay, Don't Breathe was a good movie. I mean, except it went somewhere that I didn't think it could gone, and it kind of ruined it. I mean, it was good up to the point. I'm not going to give it away for people to see it, but when it gets to that part, they realize it. I mean, I don't think there was a need to go where they went in that movie. Got a little strange, but overall, it was a good horror flick, and I recommend the that movie also. I kind of enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, I wanted to see it. I didn't get to. I guess I'll have to wait for the Blu-ray. What about the Emmys, brother? Did we talk about the Emmys? I didn't really watch it because, I'll show Game of Thrones that they've won. But any thoughts on the Emmys?
I mean, who watches these shows? I mean, it was like every time, it was the same category. American Crime. I mean, was there any other shows? I mean,
I watched American Crime. I did watch it. I did watch American Crime, though. I did watch that series. Yeah, I did watch that.
Transgender, whatever. Transgender. Why don't I get a transgender actor to act that? What did happen? You know what I mean? Like a Jeff, whatever his name, or who was very funny on the Larry Sandy show, but. I mean, they can't find nobody to do that part, but of course, they make him win because he's transgender. What else? I don't understand what happens. Maybe it's in between the seasons, but the Bates Motel has two of the best actors on screen. They can't get a mention. There's not even a mention of that show. I mean, what are people watching? I mean, that kid on that show is tremendous.
Amazing. Amazing.
I mean, so, you know, I kind of, I mean, it's just, to me, it's just a popularity contest, I think. So, nothing more. Nothing
I think sometimes, it's a popularity contest, and sometimes they want to make a statement. I mean, they pick these shows that no one, I don't know, maybe it's not big in the ratings, but they want to make a statement about it. So I think it's a show right now. I can't come up with one. But, see, popularity contest or they want to make a statement about a show that no one watches, you know. And I don't know. I don't watch it, brother, the Emmys. But you think the Bates Motel or even Walking Dead. I think the Walking Dead, maybe because there's so many actors on the show, that they don't give it to the main actor. I don't know why that The Walking Dead doesn't even get a mention.
Did that show ever get a mention, The Walking Dead?
No, I think so. I don't think so. Like, I'd be wrong. No.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Besides the Game of Thrones, the show that we watch, which if they didn't give anything out to them, it would be a farce. Somebody should even watch the Emmys. But overall, you know, it kept seeing like it was the same show on and on with this categories. There was like no different. And of course, the comedy, I don't even know who won the comedy one.
I know that with Elaine on her show, she wins a lot. What's her, Veep?
Oh, the Veep. That she was the best actress in a comedy.
Right.
That also won for best comedy.
Right, I think that's been on there a couple of times. I've seen that show win a couple of times. The O.J. Simpson, which I didn't finish. I was too short. That won a couple of times, too.
That was the American Crime one.
Oh,
that won a lot.
I thought because it was American Crime also, but there's also O.J. Simpson American Crime?
Yeah, that was part of the, it's called O.J. Simpson American Crime or whatever, with Gooding Jr. and all. And by the way, is anybody watching American Horror 6 right now? Explain what the hell's going on.
I haven't watched it. I know some people who love it. Not this year, but in the past, they don't like it so far. I don't have one person after three episodes who likes it yet.
I mean, they're doing it like it's a reality TV. They're having people talk about what happened and other people portraying them what's going on, if you know what I mean.
Wow. Wow.
That's what they're doing. They have three actors who are talking about what happened to them, and then they would do, then they go back and show what happened with three other actors playing them. So, that's
confusing. How about Lady Gaga? Is she in that thing, Lady Gaga?
She showed up this week. Lady Gaga showed up on the real quick glimpse of Lady Gaga this week. And, of course, they got Kathy Bates. Sarah Paulson's been on all of them. You got Raby, what's her name? Raby. She played with one of the nuns in the second one there. I didn't see Jessica. What her face is? She's not in this one again. She's gonna be in another thing that this guy does. Murphy, Betty Davis, and Joan Crawford feud. And she's gonna be playing in. Maybe have about five actors who've been in the. And the one guy, Evan Peters, they keep putting his name up. I haven't seen him. If he comes in this one, he's been in all of them.
All right, brother, we're down to 60 seconds.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah.
All right, I want to thank everybody for listening. You should tell your friends about our show. We appreciate it. Wherever you're listening, if you're in the desert, on your camel, whatever. Tell your people about it. And brother, great job. And adios, muchachos. And everybody, take it easy.
Thanks for listening, folks. Join us next week. We'll be back. For Gigi, this is MG. Good night, America.
Bye. about the women.